fraud, embezzlement. This article from the East Valley Tribune by Jim Walsh, Tribune staff writer. A teacher responsible for operating the radio station at the East Valley Institute of Technology has been indicted on fraud charges after investigations by the Arizona Auditor General and Attorney General. Prosecutors with the Attorney General's office obtained an indictment charging Stephen Gross with fraud after an audit found he had diverted $3,750 in school funds to his personal business account set up for his disc jockey business, the Disc Jockey Company. Although Gross resigned in lieu of termination in June 2013, when the financial irregularities were discovered, he was rehired in October 2013 after repaying $2,320 to EVIT, according to an Auditor General's Office press release. The audit criticized EVIT for accepting Gross's explanation that he had spent $1,322 for EVIT-related expenses, noting that he failed to submit any proof. Officials should not have accepted Mr. Gross's claim, as it was an exception to EVIT's standard, yet unwritten, policy identified by the superintendent. She stated EVIT does not reimburse employees if they do not have a purchase order, according to the Auditor General's release. EVIT's longtime superintendent, Sally Downey, was not specifically named in the press release. This was something EVIT dealt with over 4 years ago. We thought the situation was resolved at the time. We will wait to see what happens next in the legal process, EVIT said in a statement released by a spokeswoman. In addition, the Auditor General found that Gross attempted to cover up his actions by altering his bank account records. The discrepancy was discovered when an assistant superintendent asked him to bring up his bank account records on a computer and found they did not match the documents Gross had previously submitted during the inquiry, according to the release. Our investigation revealed that from February through May 2013, Mr. Gross may have embezzled $3,750 of public monies that should have been used to support EVIT's radio station operation. Mr. Gross also altered two financial reports he submitted to EVIT officials during their inquiry of his alleged misuse of EVIT monies, the Auditor General's press release said. Mr. Gross provided two financial reports allegedly showing his business bank account history for the two time periods in question. However, he altered these reports to falsely show positive rather than actual negative account balances by making 55 alterations, the release said. The alterations included removing insufficient funds charges, removing or altering details on transfers to and from his personal bank account, and changing transaction amounts related to cash withdrawals and deposits. Gross initially denied altering the records during the audit general's investigation, but later admitted he did it, according to the press release. Gross was still working at EVIT when the indictment was issued by a state grand jury. He was served with the indictment on November 29 and is scheduled to appear in Maricopa County Superior Court today. Gross is charged in the indictment of violating his duties as a custodian of public monies by using them for his own purposes, two counts of theft, and one count of forgery. He is charged with committing the crimes between February and June 2013.
Gilbert photographer to show his photos of biker gang. Article from the East Valley Tribune by Shrianti